Before I begin, I invite you to join me in a moment of quiet reflection on behalf of those young people and their staff at the Parkland High School in Florida that were murdered or wounded this week. I also ask God's blessing upon all the young people and the families of that community that are still struggling, I'm sure, with a terrible tragedy. For them, let us have a moment of quiet. After the 4:45 liturgy with the ashes on Wednesday, a elderly gentleman stopped me in the back of the narthex there, and he said, "Father, what happened to the old prayer? Remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return when you get the ashes." I first thought to myself, well, you know what? We haven't used that prayer for about 15 years, so I guess he hasn't been in Ash Wednesday for a while. But you do remember, some of you, that prayer, hmm? The more important thing is, do you remember what the minister did say when placing the ashes on your forehead if you were at church on Ash Wednesday? Repent and believe in the gospel. I'm assuming that you were listening closely as Deacon Jim read the gospel passage from Mark tonight. It's the very first words of Jesus at the beginning of his public ministry. The time of fulfillment is at hand. The kingdom of God is here. Repent and believe in the gospel. That's why the revised liturgy of the New Roman Missal chose those words for the ashes, to connect us with Jesus' own proclamation. Repent and believe in the gospel. Those words, in a very short, compact way, really capture the dual focus of the entire Lenten season that we're in the middle of for the next 6 weeks. Repent. Lent is a time for us to step back, to look honestly into our hearts and recognize there and acknowledge honestly all in our hearts that are not aligned to Christ. And to publicly, through the sacrament of the church, acknowledge and confess our sorrow for that sin and receive the healing mercy of God. To turn ourselves around, to repent, to be facing God in a more profound way when we celebrate Easter. And believe in the gospel. Lent is also a time for us to take some time to grow more deeply in our faith, to come to understand more fully and recommit ourselves to living the faith day to day in our daily lives. The two-pronged focus of these 6 weeks that we begin this week: repent and believe in the gospel. Our parish community offers you a number of opportunities to do both in Lent. On Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock, on Wednesday evenings at 6:30, on March 21st and March 24th, there are opportunities for the Sacrament of Reconciliation for you to celebrate sacramentally the repentance that you're committed to during the season of Lent. Out there in the narthex, if you didn't see it on Ash Wednesday, there's a nice information table with a lot of practical resources that you can use to deepen your faith during this Lenten season. Pick up a copy of the little flyer, take home the rice bowl, and commit yourself to growing in your faith during this Lenten season. The fellow the other night was right. We don't use the words anymore, "Remember, man, that thou art dust." But the message of Christ is a challenge for us all in Lent. Repent and believe in the gospel. What will you do between now and April 1st to repent and to believe more deeply in the gospel?